Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffens Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
I would like to welcome you one more time here, the last broadcast of 2023 of the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and you can find me at jackstockwell.com, as well as forbiddendoctor.com. And I so enjoy being a part of the regular weekly broadcast of the Good Day Health Show with Doug. Doug and I will be discussing a couple of things here before too long. But in the meantime, before Doug joins me, there are a couple of things I thought about doing for the last broadcast of the year. And one of them is the latest discussion in the editorial papers about raw milk. And then the other one that I'm often asked by my patients, what constitutes a good breakfast? And I'm telling you, if when we get to that, I will give you some ideas as to what I consider to be a good breakfast. And I'm telling you, if you do that, if you switch to what I suggest, within 2 weeks, you will feel a surge of energy you haven't felt before. So let me start off with milk. There's this editorial that came out of the University of California Med School. Just a crazy, crazy article by Claire Donovan, who's a professor of medicine and infectious diseases at the David Geffen School of Medicine. And she has been the past president of the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene. And she, in her editorial, she says, I can't understand the risky allure of raw milk. And she says, is it buyer's faith in nature's perfect food, or is it just plain seller's pure naked greed? So in this article, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing, just the high points, she says that in the 1890s, Nathan Strauss, who was a co-owner of Macy's in New York, started this private foundation to dispense pasteurized milk after his son had died of typhus during a vacation in Italy, and he blamed the death on raw milk. And thanks to Strauss, the mortality among U.S. infants dropped from 125 per thousand to fewer than 16 per thousand from 1891 to 1995. This is what she's claiming. She also says that the recent outbreaks of illness that are blamed on raw milk have occurred in California, Utah, and Idaho, because you can get raw milk here in my state of Utah, but it was cleaned up and it was proven, the allegations were proven to not be true. Raw milk is for sale in Utah again. She also says that people who avoid pasteurized milk because of milk allergies, as opposed to serious, even life-threatening infections that you would get from raw milk. She says raw milk may cause Guillain-Barré syndrome. She says raw milk consumers are 840 times more likely to suffer illness than those who drink pasteurized. And raw milk contains dangerous pathogens like Campylobacter and Salmonella. And she says the real villains are the people who sell raw milk because they believe there's an audience out there that would actually buy it, even though they know that raw milk will harm people. Now, I'm going to take these points one by one, because I don't know whether to get mad or laugh my head off with the stuff that she's saying here. But I am not a dairy farmer, but I consume raw milk. I love the taste, the energy that comes from the milk that Mother Nature prepared for us before it's destroyed in the pasteurization process. But I'm going to go point by point. The conventional dairy farmers today receive about the same price that they did in World War II, while the costs of producing that milk have skyrocketed. Typically, they get about $1.45 per gallon, which costs them about $2 a gallon to produce, which explains why the number of licensed dairy operations in our country have just steadily declined by more than 55% from 2003 to 2020. and more than 3,000 dairy farms stopped production just in 2020 alone. That's eight a day. And some of these farmers have avoided bankruptcy by switching to raw milk. And typically, consumers are happy to pay anywhere from $5 to $10 per half gallon, which is enough to save the family farm, mind you, especially if the farmer can reduce his costs by nourishing his cows on grass, which is what cows are designed to eat, rather than feeding them grain, which they're not designed to eat. So this Donovan refers to farmers' desire to make a decent living as pure naked greed. I'll give you an example of pure naked greed. Dairy company CEOs typically make salaries upwards of about $3 million a year, and they do this by keeping the price of milk as low as possible, hence the heartbreak of losing the family farm that's been inflicted on thousands of dairy farmers. That's what I would call pure naked greed. But this Nathan Strauss saying he lost his son to typhus and blaming it on raw milk, according to the font of conventional knowledge, Wikipedia, if you look up typhus, it's caused by bacteria spread by lice and chiggers and fleas. I have never been able to find any reference to raw milk causing typhus, except in the case of this Strauss's son. And since Donovan obviously is a public health expert, she should know this. Where you find typhus in filthy conditions. And it was a real problem, especially in the inner cities, before the advent of modern housing and sewage systems and washing machines. Even today, you'll see an occasional outbreak of typhus. They blame it on rats. They never blame it on raw milk. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. And I'm talking about this recent anti-raw milk hubbub that's been going in the editorials. And I am going through one particular article that came out of UCLA School of Medicine. And as for the decline in infant mortality in the United States at the turn of the 20th century, it was during this period that the public officials got together and started cleaning up the cities with the installation of sewage systems and trash pickup, rubbish collection, and clean water, and washing machines. And this was the period when the car gradually replaced the horse and mule. I mean, before the car, our cities were stinking cesspools of manure and grime. Immigrants were huddled in crowded housing without running water. And the death rate by the age of 5 was 50% in some of these cities. And they blame this on raw milk rather than the unsanitary conditions. But the officials, paid for by the pasteurized milk industry, called it the milk problem. So raw milk may have indeed contributed to some of the high death rate, because the raw milk 120 years ago was coming from distillery dairies. The inner city confinement dairies of unimaginable filth, where cows were fed distillery waste. Yeah, the stuff that was left over from the beer and the bourbon was fed to the cows. And the milk was so deficient and watery that they would put ground up chalk in this stuff to make it look white. But pasteurization cannot take credit for the decline in infant mortality, because it was around that time that the distillery dairies were finally banned. And the real hero wasn't Nathan Strauss, who did nothing for public cleanup efforts. It was Dr. Henry Coit, who worked to bring clean raw milk from the countryside to the cities. And the public health officials at the time just lauded his certified raw milk with saving children's lives. And it was noted that children in orphanages brought up on raw milk were always healthier than those poor kids that were given pasteurized. But as far as raw milk safety is concerned, this Donovan at UCLA repeats the recent claim that people who drink raw milk are 840 times, I don't know where the 840 comes from, more likely to contract foodborne illnesses than those that don't. But an analysis by epidemiologist Peg Coleman, based on data that was considered by the and obtained from the FDA, found that on a per annum basis, out of 23 foods considered, pasteurized milk was ranked second. Raw milk was ranked seventh in causing severe disease. And so the question is how accurate were these reports? I'm not going to go into all the statistics regarding these reports, but it's a bunch of nonsense. Not one of the studies that were cited by the FDA proved that raw milk caused the illness. And so we need a similar analysis of these outbreaks, especially the claims of illness from raw milk that currently happen in California, Idaho, and Utah, as I said. And in the Utah case, they finally said, well, no, there's no Campylobacter. And this raw milk facility was shut down for a couple of months while the state investigated it, only to come out and say, well, we don't know. We don't know. Oh, it's just crazy singling out raw milk as inherently dangerous. You know, melons, you've seen melons recently causing illness, including an outbreak from cantaloupe that resulted in, I think, like 300 illnesses, some hospitalizations, 4 deaths. Where is Donovan's outcry about the greedy melon owners? And what about raw oysters, which kill about 15 people every year? Where are the warnings to the oyster lovers not to be eating these terribly filthy, dirty things? I love oysters on the half shell, mind you. One of the best sources of zinc on the planet. But Donovan implies that raw milk can cause Guillain-Barré. Now, that's a degeneration of nerve cells that causes muscle weakness. It's similar to polio. And since raw milk can carry Campylobacter, and Campylobacter often gets the blame for this illness, but of course, a lot of foods carry Campylobacter. In 2019, there was something like 150,000 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome worldwide, and a quick internet search will not find one of those cases associated with the consumption of raw milk. And by the way, Campylobacter and Salmonella, two of the pathogens most commonly associated with raw milk, do not grow in refrigerated raw milk. Donovan also wonders why people would indulge in the risky behavior of drinking raw milk. Well, there's some good reasons, and that's what I'm going to get to here after the break. We've got to go to a break in just a few seconds, and when we get back, I want to get to some of the good reasons why someone would ever consider drinking raw milk. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We will be right back.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So this professor, so-called professor, well, she's a professor. It's just, I don't know what she got paid to write this article. However, a lot of people wonder, she wonders, why people would indulge in the risky behavior of drinking raw milk. Well, there's a lot of good reasons for it. But first, why do the statistics show us that fewer and fewer people are drinking pasteurized milk? In the United Kingdom and in the USA, consumption of pasteurized milk has declined by 54% in the last 45 years. 50%. And there was this 2019 study that came out of China. It was entitled this: processing milk causes the formation of protein oxidation products, which impair spatial learning and memory in rats. And so what they did is these researchers subjected milk to 4 different processing techniques: boiling it, microwave heating, spray drying, and freeze drying. Now, boiling takes milk to 212 degrees. Ultra-pasteurization will take milk to 280 degrees. And most of the milk sold today is ultra-pasteurized. And all 4 techniques cause oxidative damage to the milk proteins. And in this Chinese study, in the rats, it caused damage to the blood plasma, it caused damage to the liver, and it caused damage to brain tissues. And so when they found that feeding pasteurized milk to rats resulted in learning and memory impairment, I mean, no wonder IQ levels in this country are dropping. So the researchers concluded this: humans should control milk protein oxidation and improve the processing methods applied to food. Well, how do you improve processing methods? I mean, what type would they suggest? Well, how about no processing at all? Why don't we just treat milk carefully and cleanly and let the natural antimicrobial compounds that are found in raw milk do their work? What an idea. You know, milk proteins aren't tough like muscle proteins or collagen proteins. They're very fragile, and they're easily damaged by heat and pressure. And so there's no issue in my mind, especially as I see it in my state here of Utah, why the consumption of pasteurized milk is declining. Because your body will see this stuff when it gets inside of it as a foreign protein and will start an immune response. That's why milk protein is the number one allergy, and why studies link consumption of pasteurized milk with digestive disorders, rashes, asthma, diabetes, even sudden death. And there were these statistics that were provided by the Asthma and Allergy Network that found that pasteurized milk can cause approximately 20 deaths from anaphylactic shock per year alone. And the type of milk that is truly dangerous is pasteurized milk. There's all kinds of reasons not to drink that, let alone allergies. But pasteurized milk is the milk that causes health problems, while raw milk is nature's perfect food. I mean, after all, it is the food in nature that nourishes all mammals. That's why we have mammary glands, so that mammals can feed their newborn raw milk. And when you pasteurize it, these nutrients are largely destroyed. Vitamin C, calcium, folate, vitamin B12, vitamin B6, vitamin B2, vitamin A, vitamin D, iron, minerals, all these things, and the ability of your body to absorb these things from raw milk is seriously damaged when you pasteurize it because the transport mechanisms are destroyed. We're going to go to break here again before we come into the final segment. So I want to give you a little bit more why we want to do this, and then some suggestions for what I consider to be the perfect breakfast. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and we will be right back.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. This week, there's no relief at the nation's airports as everyone returns from their Christmas vacation.
Believe me, from now until the new year, every day is going to be an adventure.
Patty Mancha from the TSA says travelers should anticipate long lines as this travel season has set new records. Many holiday travelers are not accustomed to airports, and for half of them, this is the only time of year they navigate airport security. Mancha's advice for those traveling through New Year's? Arrive at the airport early. An influential advisor to Israel's prime minister is in Washington for meetings today. Ron Dermer, the Israeli minister of strategic affairs, is anticipated to engage in discussions about the conflict in Gaza with senior White House officials and members of Congress. This visit coincides with ongoing efforts by the U.S. to urge Israel to reduce its military activities in Gaza. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
All right. Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. Before too long, Doug will be joining me, or I'll be joining Doug, to finish off this last broadcast before the end of the year. So some more reasons to drink raw milk. Less asthma and less respiratory infections, fewer allergies, fewer rashes, and these are the conclusions of a number of European studies, which a lot of the pasteurization proponents in this country completely dismiss. But the public health officials in Europe have taken it very seriously. These include a 2001 publication in Lancet, Less Asthma, Fewer Allergies. In the 2006 Parsifal study, Less Asthma, Fewer Allergies. The 2011 Gambriella study, Less Asthma, Fewer Allergies. The 2012 Amish study, Less Asthma, Fewer Allergies. A 2014 report, Less Respiratory Infection. In the U.S., asthma kills about 9 people a day, many of them children. And when parents saw that, or can see, that raw milk relieves asthma in their child, they go out of their way to get this magical product from the greedy raw milk farmers out there. And early studies indicate that raw milk to growing animals confers longer and denser bones compared to pasteurized. And I've heard from several of my female patients that when they were diagnosed with osteoporosis, and I told them, I tell every one of my female patients, when if you're diagnosed with that, you have got to start drinking raw milk daily. And within a couple of years, their bone density tests greatly improve. It also contributes to strong, healthy teeth. And there's a lot of people who simply can't drink pasteurized milk without gut problems. But when they go to raw milk, there's no problem. I even have patients who've told me their children's behavior change after just one change in their diet, switching from pasteurized to raw milk. So raw milk tastes so good. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's booming. There are websites, rawmilk.com is one that I would recommend you take a look at, rawmilk.com, where you can find raw milk. There's still a lot of states that will not, that it's not legal, if you can believe that. But the truth is, pasteurization is a rust belt technology. And it just lets industry and industry's requirements for that bottom line profit to get in the way of raising cows the way they should be. And instead, these dairy cattle are being raised in filthy, crowded conditions. That doesn't make the milk any safer. It actually makes the milk more dangerous, which is why they have to pasteurize it. The pasteurization of milk isn't to protect you so much as it is to allow dirty, filthy milk into the system. I think raw milk's the future. I think within another generation, pasteurization of milk is just going to become a thing of the past. And a lot of small, grass-based dairy farmers will begin to proliferate to meet the demand. And no couple starting their family should ever be without a supply of raw milk. And these so-called health officials, like Professor Donovan here, can protest all they want. But I think that there's fewer and fewer people all the time listening to that kind of nonsense. All right, before Doug gets here, I want to change the subject a little bit. You often heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. As I have learned through experience, when you start the day with adequate protein and good fats, your blood sugar remains stable throughout the whole morning. Your brain stays sharp and focused. You don't doze off. You're unlikely to be thinking about snacking. So here's a few nutrient-dense breakfasts that will keep me going for a good 6 hours until lunchtime rolls around. It's too much to write down. So just listen closely. Scrambled eggs and throw in an extra yolk with cream. And you saute it in butter. Cook it with bacon or sausage with a glass of whole raw milk. And if you want some fresh fruit, maybe something like a banana. But here's the trick. This is going to sound a little goofy. You cook that banana in bacon fat. I'm serious. If you have ever tasted a fried banana in bacon fat, you know what I'm talking about. A cheese omelet with sautéed peppers or mushrooms. Sourdough, whole grain toast is okay with plenty of butter and a glass of whole raw milk. Soaked oatmeal with butter or cream and maple syrup. And a glass of whole raw milk. Sourdough, whole grain pancakes with butter and real maple syrup with blueberries, bacon, sausage, and a glass of whole raw milk. Two fried eggs with scrapple, fried in lard, and a glass of whole raw milk. Chicken liver pate with sourdough crackers and butter. And a glass of whole raw milk. Leftover homemade soup from the day or 2 days before with sourdough toast and hard cheese. And a glass of whole raw milk. These breakfasts will not only energize you and carry you through to lunch, they will change the way you look at food. because of the, not just the energy, the increase in cognizance. These are foods for your brain, foods for your heart. Oh, no, Dr. Jack, you're saturated fat in there. If you've been listening to me at all, you know what I think about saturated fat argument. It has been disproven over and over and over again. The fats that are hurting us are the fats that come from seed oils, soybean, canola, this kind of stuff, not the animal fats. Mankind has been eating animal fats for thousands of years before there was any heart disease. Unfortunately, the food industry and its major partner, you know, the subsidies from the U.S. government, have been making war on good breakfast for many years. And since the breakfast of nutrient-dense foods keeps me going is high in saturated fat, butter, bacon fat, lard, and in cholesterol that's in the eggs and pate and animal fats is just simply not approved. You know, moreover, since I salt my food generously, with sea salt, mind you, and I eat salty bacon, there I am committing another dietary sin. And as for whole raw milk, oh, is there no end to the sins of my breakfast? So the USDA guidelines for breakfast for kids K through 5 call for 1/2 cup serving of fruits or vegetables, several servings of whole grains, no serving of meat, 1 cup of non-fat or low-fat milk, and no more than 540 milligrams of sodium, which is about 1/4 teaspoon. So in theory, the guidelines for keeping sugar at a minimum, that's not what's happening here. It's the sample, spills over into, I think what I wanted to say is it spills over into the lunch menus. Because when you look at the lunch menus following USDA guidelines, they do include an occasional egg, sometimes a little piece of cheese or a piece of sausage. Giving children bacon would cause the salt meter to go berserk. But with no exceptions, the USDA-approved breakfast that school children get are high in carbs and high in sugars. They say that every child should get a carton of skim or low-fat milk, usually chocolate milk. Those little cartons of chocolate milk have at least a tablespoon of sugar in them, and they want to give them a bowl of dry whole grain cereal. The cereal that school children get does not contain a lot of sugar, because there's about 1 gram of sugar in a cup of Cheerios, but that's easily fixed by putting the chocolate milk over the Cheerios. And the serving of fruit that they're talking about is often canned fruit in syrup or fruit juice. 4 fluid ounces of apple juice, which I tell my parents or my patients, don't ever give apple juice to your children. 4 fluid ounces of apple. They can eat apples all they want. Don't give them apple juice because it can contain just 4 fluid ounces, one of those little cartons, 14 grams of sugar. Well, it came from fruit. That's beside the point. These are sugar bombs. I consider those sugar bombs, just like I can consider Pop-Tart a sugar bomb, or muffins, or graham crackers. And these breakfasts, you know, these breakfasts are diabetes starter kits for kids. I don't know how else to say it. If you want your children headed for a life of diabetes, you start them off young, feeding them breakfast like that. And the serving of cereal that's given to school children almost every day of the week, the invention of old John Harvey Kellogg and his brother William, the cold cereal cornflakes, was produced. They would just take this dough under drying rollers and flatten stuff out, break it into little pieces, crisp it up, and call it cornflakes. Today, breakfast cereals are produced by a process called high-temperature extrusion. The dough is heated to a very high temperature, then it's forced through tiny little holes at high pressure and heat, and the final product will take its shape from the size and shape of the hole that this mush is extruded through. So cornflakes, Cheerios, shredded wheat, they're all products of high-temperature, high-pressure extrusion. A very similar high-temperature, high-pressure process produces the puffed cereal grains. And the worldwide revenue for breakfast cereal, and here we've got another, a week and a half left of 2023, is expected to be $74 billion. And the retailers make quite a bit of money on cereal, about a dollar for every $4 15-ounce box is pure profit. And I'm not against profit. I'm against feeding these kinds of foods to children. And 50% of Americans start their day with cereal. And they consume about 101 pounds to 160 bowls of cereal per person every year. So many Americans are eating extruded cereal for breakfast. And you didn't expect to find research published in the scientific literature on the effects of these cereals on the health of animals and humans. Unfortunately, these studies do not exist. I know of two unpublished ones, but that should give us some pause. I mean, one was described in 1983 in a book called Fighting the Food Giants by biochemist Paul Stitt. Stitt worked for a cereal company, and he found a study on puffed wheat dated 1942, locked up in the company's file cabinet. And the study compared four groups of rats. The first one received whole wheat grains. The second one got puffed wheat. The third one got white sugar. And the fourth one got no food at all. And all groups received water containing a mix of vitamins and minerals. The whole wheat rats lived for a year on their diets. The rats who got nothing but water and nutrients lived about 2 months. Those that got the sugar and water lived 1 month. But the rats that lived on puffed wheat alone died within two weeks. No wonder they never let that publication out. This was a lot of crammed information. The raw milk thing and what I recommend for breakfast. This is my Christmas present to you. You mean a lot to me. Doug means a lot to me, and I'm glad to be a part of the show. More information at gooddayhealthshow.com/podcast and at forbiddendoctor.com/podcast. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I'll be joining Doug here in just a few moments.
I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
With Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing a couple of different things that are from Jack's wheelhouse. Jack is a NURCA chiropractor practicing at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Has a fabulous website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a gut specialist, if you will. That is all things in your body. Anything that's good going on in your body, anything that's bad in your body, makes common sense, actually. All begins in your stomach, in your gut. What's there in your gut? What are you feeding your gut? And I want to spend some time talking about what we all do too much of during the holidays, what we eat. But you had an interesting post that you sent to me that I wanted to talk about, because I hadn't heard this anyplace else. What happened to Matthew Perry, and what it is, the business about whether, you know, all the vaccines that he'd had and what he was taking for drugs and that sort of thing. But there's an interesting side story that has developed, and I don't know how you got a hold of it, but I saw it attached to you, and I thought it was worth a minute or two of our time. What some people are theorizing is the reason that Matthew Perry was dispatched. It wasn't an accident, but what had he come across, according to what you found?
Well, wherever there's great power, there's great secrets, and Hollywood certainly has great power. Power to make stars, make power to destroy stars. And we know that sexual problems go all the way back to the even before sound was in movies. And the producer's couch and little kind of stories of which we momentarily dismiss because, well, our star, my favorite star, wouldn't have done that. But, of course, there is the underlying story in Hollywood of the pedophilia. Not above 18, of course, pedophilia below 18, child stars, what they had to go through to become a child star, what their parents were willing to submit them to become a famous movie star. Well, I can't prove it. I don't know. The people who seem to be able to prove this disappear from time to time. And there's the allegation that Matthew Perry had enough of it and he was going to come out with what he knew to be the truth or what he considered to be the truth, as some other people have done in the past. And suddenly they either have no career left at all or they disappear. And so maybe I'm spreading something libelous. I don't know. I'm not spreading it. I'm just saying there's plenty of stories out there from insiders who claim that's exactly what happened.
You also said that he'd been vaxxed up and wondered out loud.
Well, he wore a T-shirt. He had press. There were pictures of him wearing a T-shirt, super vaxxed, this kind of stuff. I couldn't be more vaxxed, I think is what it said. I could not be more vaxxed. And we know very well now that plenty of evidence out there, when you have multiple vaccinations of the COVID variety and multiple boosters on top of that, which everyone that you get, your lifespan withdraws or decreases quickly, your projected lifespan. So that may have been a part of it as well because he died way too early.
Mm-hmm, 54.
Yeah.
All right, let's speak about dying. I don't mean this to have a kind of a negative impact on people listening, but because we're in that week, that no man's land week between Christmas and New Year's, there is a focus on what we're eating. And we all know kind of eat too much, we indulge. That's where Calitrin comes in, losing weight and keeping it off. But there is certainly a lot of information. You talk about sugar all the time, carbohydrates, the things that happen to our body when we have sugar. And there's yet again another warning about feeding cancer cells, how sugar feeds. What kind of sugar are we talking about?
Well, all sugars do to some degree, but it's the process, the simple sugars, the sugars that break down into glucose the minute it hits the bloodstream or the digestive system. And we know from Johns Hopkins research, cancer research centers, that they've publicly come out and said, you want to stop cancer, stop all sugar. Because cancer cells are extremely primitive. Cancer cells can't use fat as their energy like the cells of your body want to use. The thing that keeps you alive all night long from not starving to death is all the fat that's in your bloodstream that your body will use during the night to keep your body alive. Well, cancer cells are so primitive, they're either rogue stem cells, or they're the older cells that are not following the normal, what's called apoptosis, the normal programmed death of a cell. Instead of dying, they multiply uncontrollably. And, you know, and what happens is that these cells need sugar to consume or to continue their abnormal process. So just be, you know, if you're prone to cancer or have had cancer, watch the sugar levels.
There you go. Word from the wise. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.